Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Taliban continues to deny women and girls access to secondary school and universities, blocks their participation in entire sectors of the Afghan economy. They continue to limit the movements of women and girls outside their homes and persecute those who speak up or speak out, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a speech at the Alliance for Afghan Women's Economic Resilience Summit. The Taliban's decrees violate women's fundamental freedoms and human rights in the most basic ways, added Secretary Blinken.
But maybe more important, in a sense, or something that needs to be recognized, is they also go against the will of the people of Afghanistan. Surveys show that more than 85% of the population believes that women should have equal access to education.
The Taliban's restrictions are also suffocating Afghanistan's potential, noted Secretary Blinken.
If women and girls were able to learn, able to work, the whole country would benefit. Women could put food on their families' tables. They would add over $1 billion to the Afghan economy. Economic opportunity is a prerequisite for sustainable peace and sustainable security, so women's contributions would also help create a more resilient society. This is Afghanistan's loss if women and girls are not allowed to reach their full potential.
Countries from around the world, including Indonesia and Qatar, have coordinated international efforts to expand educational opportunities for Afghan women. The United States is proud to be part of these and a number of other efforts. Over the last 2 years, the Alliance for Afghanistan Women's Economic Resilience has expanded its programs. It will soon begin offering 3 new kinds of programs. First, the Alliance will provide virtual training and skills-building courses for Afghan women around the world so that they can get jobs and earn an income. Second, the United States and the Education Above All Foundation will provide scholarships so Afghan women refugees in the United States can finish their bachelor's and master's degrees. Third, the Alliance will support Afghan women as they start and then grow their own businesses. Finally, the Alliance will continue providing Afghan women around the world with mentors in their fields. Secretary Blinken urged members of the private sector, academia, civil society, and government to join in the critical mission of helping Afghan women and girls realize their full potential.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.